Despite the much-touted progress being made in the Accra metropolis in the educational sector, a number of children are still roaming the streets without education. Private individuals have therefore taken it upon themselves to organize informal schools for these children without charging any fees. Schools like the Street Academy and Noya Academy have mushroomed in the city to assist the vulnerable children. Radio Ghana visited children of Noya Academy, which is located at the Jamestown Beach.
Children at the Noya Academy are aged between 14 and 18. The school is accommodated in a dilapidated structure at the Jamestown Beach. The children pay no fees, and the teachers live on the support of benevolent individuals. Rahul Anand, a director of the school, narrates the plight of the children.
This school came into being 2 years ago. We have 4 classrooms. We have about 40 and the guys 20. And most of them are the kids who are in the KG classroom. We don't charge fees. The only thing we do is for them to pay 1 Ghana cedi for feeding. And even that is a problem. They don't buy books. They don't buy anything. Everything that is done at Noya is being funded by the school authorities without any help coming from the government whatsoever. So the plan is for us to get a proper schoolhouse so that these kids will have a proper future. A future that I hope will be brighter than what has been known to the people in this community.
She explains that despite the progress made, the school's attempts to get government to support has proved futile.
Some started school around the ages of 14, 15, and they couldn't even read. Today, some can read. They can even say things about themselves. Even though we've not really gotten there yet, hopefully we'll get there. When we wanted documentation for the schoolhouse to be built, we copied letter to the Ministry of Fisheries, we wrote one to AMA, we wrote one to its office as well.
Madam Rahul Anand makes a passionate appeal to government to give children in Noya Academy a better future.
My appeal goes to the authorities. It's no fault of these kids to be born in this community. They found themselves here. It's so appalling that one of the kids got pregnant because there's no basic care like food, water. And what I want to note is that if these kids are coming to school, they have to go and pay at a public bus. You know, they have it down there before even coming to school. So my appeal is for the government to come in. Where the school is situated is under Neil Ante Van Der Poel. We've not seen him here before, and if he's not aware, we are just appealing to him that he should come to our aid. Come and help. So at least these kids will not be dropouts. Because if these kids are left to be roaming about, come 20, 15 years, they'll become liabilities on the society.
Ni Okai Okai, she is the chief fisherman of Jamestown and one of the landlords of the school.
We gave them the land, and if some people come, if they don't like this site and they will choose another place, we are ready to give them the land so that this time it will not be built like this, it will be built in a proper way. Anytime we make a forum, we do advise them, especially the women who come here, and they can leave them here after working, come and pick them and take them home.